Welcome auspicious viewers to our noble lineage. Located on the east coast of Africa near the equator, the miraculous country Kenya is proud of her breathtaking topographic landscapes, rich wildlife and diverse cultural traditions. Quite a few groups of Kenyan people are devoted to preserve it all by reviving the healthy and compassionate vegetarian and vegan lifestyle to create a loving, peaceful, beautiful future for Africa and the world. The Vegetarian Society of Kenya is one such noble group. Today we will carry on with part two of Vegetarian Society of Kenya, continuing a compassionate tradition. Let us first hear again from founder Mr. Satvinder Singh Sayan and senior member Mr. Hemant Bhai Doshi talk about the inspirations that got them started 21 years ago.
I belong to a different sect called Namdaris, who we are all vegetarians. When our His Holiness Sri Sadhguru Jagjit Singh Ji, his exact words were, if you want to have peace in the world, you become a vegetarian, right? Then only we can have peace. If we become vegetarians today in the world, we'll have peace in the world also.
I am a born Jain, similar to Buddhism, and we give reverence to all human beings, including environments. And once they see that, not even one cell animal we should kill, not two cell animal, three cell animal, four cell animal, we should not kill them. And there is no question of killing five sense animal, that is the human being. So we are very godly people, worry for the human beings and plant kingdom, animal kingdom and so forth.
Coming from spiritual and dietary traditions of the Namdaris and Jain faiths, the initial figures of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya soon found close affinities with spiritual groups from different cultural backgrounds. As a result, people of these spiritual groups often share membership with the Vegetarian Society of Kenya in promoting the compassionate lifestyle.
We had in past about 10 members, you know, who are vegetarian Africans. They are mostly teachers. But then there is another group called Seventh-day Adventists. They are all vegetarian. And here in Kenya, they are mostly, 90% of them are Africans. So we have a group also who are vegetarians in Kenya also. We have Hindu Council of Kenya. And most of the members, institution of Hindu Council of Kenya, are vegetarian institutions. So we are very much in contact with them. For example, Theosophical Society is one organization where the more 90% of them members are vegetarian. And there is Aurobindo Society, some of them, say about 50%, are also vegetarian.
The inspiration that had laid the foundation for the Vegetarian Society years ago now manifests into contemporary endeavors of preserving the environment, countering climate change and protecting the precious animals and wildlife of Kenya and beyond. To media professional Itumbi Nadoto, a younger member of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya, the vegan lifestyle is naturally the way of achieving all that.
Can you share with us your story, why you become vegetarian?
One day I attended a health talk instigated by my dad, and it finally made sense to me. I now know them: sinuses, asthma, allergies, skin irritations, and the connection with that to what I was eating. And the problem was consuming animal products in the form of meat and or any animal products. I moved from red meats to just white meats. Then from white meats I moved to vegetarianism, and then from vegetarianism I moved to veganism. And now I'm a vegan, also experimenting with a raw food diet, including fruitarianism, and ultimately solitarianism.
Could you please share with us how you get the information that global warming has a connection with the meat consumption?
All this information is available on the internet, so there's no excuse, especially for young people who are, we are the dot-com generation. Now, as pertains to global warming, everything that we do on this earth is connected to Mother Nature. Unfortunately, as we eat the animals, the amount of work and vegetation, the food that that is required to grow so that you can feed the animals, and then on top of that to feed the human beings, it's too much, and it's too much on the earth. So we're damaging the ecosystem. There's too much demand for meat, and global warming in return is the effect of that. Yeah. So I respect all life, be it a plant, be it an animal. So, you know, every time you kill something or an animal, a living thing, blood is shed and a sacrifice is made. And there's connotations to that that we don't know, what some people call karma. So as the animal has suffered, you, the human being, is going to suffer. So, I mean, it really did your choice.
On December 17th and 18th, 2010, the Vegetarian Society of Kenya hosted the East African Vegetarian International Congress in Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya. It was the third vegetarian congress in Africa and the first outside West Africa. Members from the International Vegetarian Union, Mr. John Davis, and regional coordinator, Mr. Emmanuel Iyo, came to join the effort. The Congress was a great step forward to change Kenya and Africans' current diet into a more benevolent, sustainable, spiritually sound one.
And Mr. John Davis is the one who promoted in the beginning. And then later on, we had a coordinator, Africa coordinator, called Emmanuel Iyo. We contacted so many organizations, like Anand Marg organization, like another one called Brahma Kumari. He also got speakers from them, he got singers from them, he got dancers and people, you know. And we had about 100 participants in the Congress. Out of 100, 90% were African.
The day began at Hare Krishna Temple. So we have here two members of Hare Krishna Temple, and Emmanuel and myself. We actually started a walk from Hare Krishna Temple to the venue where we had the conference, East and Central Africa, at Putney Brotherhood. They liked it very much. They liked the vegetarian food. And they are having here breakfast. You can see them taking tea and porridge, and biscuits were donated by one of the organizations called Brahma Kumari. And the children came from Anand Marg organization. And here, this is Joseph Gikonyo, who is member of the Africa Network for Animal Awareness. Even the lady, this in the middle, she came from Brahma Kumari organization. And here we are. This gentleman is representing a local party, political party in USA, so he also joined. And this lady also came from USA, had a cake cutting also later on. Our chief guest was Dr. Julia Odhiambo. Picture, she greeted those sisters from Brahma Kumari. Later on we had some more audience, then we started the conference. Mm-hmm. With a prayer, and before the conference started, we did this feeding program on 17th, and of course the chief guest was invited to feed these children on that day, and she did. And then we had this gentleman who is from Hare Krishna Temple to give talk on vegetarianism, and of course Emmanuel gave us a brief introduction of all the vegetarian congresses, world congresses. So there was a slideshow. This was an African lady, she is a vegan, and she gave a talk on vegetarianism and vegan, how she became vegan.
Congress, animal welfare groups also joined hands with the Vegetarian Society of Kenya.
I want to introduce this lady called, she's called Michelle Odhiambo. She's dressing with a lot of lettuce on her body. So, and she is trying to convince that vegetarianism is growing in Africa, is coming in Africa. She is also a member of PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. And she has given in this magazine her interview, how she is believing in vegetarianism, and she is also a firm believer that animals should not be killed.
Of course.
She was also present at the African Network for Animal Welfare. They recently had two conferences in Kenya, and they are doing very well to protect animals in Kenya and environment as well. And they also promote vegetarianism in Kenya also.
The efforts of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya and other organizations in hosting the East and Central African Vegetarian Congress won the hearts of the public.
We had good publicity in the newspaper, you know. One of the newspaper called People, they also published, and also another magazine owned by an Indian called The Star also published our photographs in their paper, and they gave us a report on our Vegetarian Congress. Then when Mr. John Davis came, we had a press conference, you know, where all the press people were invited, and then we also had a good publicity for the conference, you know.
Now, 20-some years after the founding of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya and 10 months after the East and Central Vegetarian Congress, the trend of vegetarian and veganism continues to expand in Kenya and Africa.
Okay, we are planning to open a chain of restaurants not in Kenya, not only in Kenya, but all Africa.
Why you come here?
Because they have good food and I'm vegetarian.
All your life you are vegetarian?
No, I started recently.
How much you like?
Very much.
Can you share with how often you come here?
I come here almost every day.
And share with how much it cost?
It's 8 shillings, less than a dollar.
How often you come here?
Every day, from Monday to Fridays.
How you like the food here?
They are good, they are cheap and sweet.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yes, I'm a vegetarian.
When I started long ago, 1996, we had 95 to 98% Asian only. Today, every day we have 5 to 10 white people coming to our restaurant. Local Kenyans, they also started liking our food. I think today, apart from Asians, 20% white Muzungu and the local Africans, they all love our food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's demand for the vegetarian is really going up now because of the meat-related ailments, mad cow disease and whatever the meat related disease, people go to vegetarian food.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they feel comfortable.
So most of the Africans in Kenya, I think they are 50% vegetarian and 50% meat eaters. So now it is our duty to educate them to become more vegetarian and leave meat eating aside and be more vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we are doing at Vegetarian Society of Kenya.
We believe that the beautiful generations of future Africans will be thankful for the noble efforts made by the Vegetarian Society of Kenya. Our best wishes for the continued success of the Vegetarian Society of Kenya, as well as for a glorious World Vegetarian Congress that is coming to Kenya in 2014.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Excellent viewers, thank you for your attentive company today. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be your kind hearts and noble deeds.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.